Open Windows, December the 3rd. The Heavenly Way. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. Is it not very clear that from God's standpoint, in God's mind, everything is intended to be related to heaven and governed from heaven? Heavenly fullness is his object with his people, to make them a heavenly people and to fill with his heavenly fullness. And right at the end we see the New Jerusalem. Oh, not the old one, but the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, in great heavenly fullness. Oh, it is something immense, is that Jerusalem. 12,000 furlongs in every direction. There is a great fullness here. All the nations are going to derive their resource from it. The fruit of the tree of life, the waters of the river of life, are all for the nations. Its light is for all the nations. In Revelation 21, verse 24, we read, "The nations shall walk amidst the light thereof." This is heavenly fullness, the thing to which the Lord has been working all the time. He is working now in you and me. And I sometimes think that we are two persons, one here and one in heaven. Naturally, we are here, but there is something of ourselves going up all the time when the Lord is getting in us something more of heaven. It is being stored up there. Is not that perhaps what the Lord meant when he referred to himself as the Son of Man who is in heaven in John 3:13, even while he is on earth? Oh, there is an aspect of us that is growing in heaven. Do not think of heaven as some remote planet. We are growing in that heavenly thought of things. Something of us is going up. Do you say your situation is too difficult to bring heaven in? Well, there are difficult situations. Daniel's was a difficult situation. His three companions were in a difficult situation. But they brought heaven in. A grand phrase in the book of Daniel is, "The heavens do rule." Daniel 4:26. And they proved it. Headquarters is in heaven, not in Babylon, not in Rome, not in Jerusalem or anywhere else, but in heaven. Oh, the Lord help us to live up to and out of heaven.